It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Nuremberg, which focuses on the Nuremberg trials, especially the game of wits played between Hitler's right-hand man, Hermann Göring, and the psychiatrist David Kelly. Göring, played here by Russell Crowe, is among the villains to be placed on trial and must be examined by Kelly, played by Rami Malek, to see if he's fit to stand trial, which he is. The all-star cast also includes Michael Shannon as the lawyer and politician Robert H. Jackson, who served as the chief U.S. prosecutor of the trials. He wants Kelly to ask Göring the right questions in order for the court to hear the truth. Last week, I watched and admired Judgment at Nuremberg, which had an all-star cast of Spencer Tracy, Burt Lancaster, Judy Garland, and William Shatner. It was a fictionalized version of the judge's trial of 1947, which was the third of the 12 trials for war crimes the U.S. authorities held in their occupational zones in Germany and Nuremberg. And while this movie doesn't top that film because of the cliches it's sometimes riddled in, it still reminds us of the trial and the people involved with the Holocaust. The performances from Malek, Crowe, and Shannon are all very good, and writer-director James Vanderbilt doesn't overexploit the history presented here. Nuremberg is not an easy reminder of what has happened, but it is an informative one that keeps us watching. 3 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff, too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.